For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart, we got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, though? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amaya Hawkins. Appreciate you taking time out today to listen to the latest episode of the show. Before we get started, salute to the sponsor, salute to Aber Insurance. Go to Aber Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. They're great people at Able Service in the state of Virginia for over 20 years. I'll let Billy and Charlene White, they get you a policy that's affordable for you and make sure you are taken care of. Proud sponsors of the Ball Hawk Show podcast. And if you're looking for some Shut the Hell Up Juice gear, go to sthujuice.store. Now, it used to be .com. Switch it to .store. Because something happened with the credit card and it didn't auto pay and they took the daggone URL. So if you type in .com, make sure you hit enter at your own risk. Because it's nasty if you hit sthujuice.com now. I ain't got nothing to do with what's up there now. That ain't me. But you got it. It's sthujuice.store. If you want some Shut the Hell Up Juice apparel. And if you ever want like a special colorway for, you know, Shut the Hell Up Juice shirt, just hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Instagram. I am Ballhawk on Instagram and Twitter, and just Amaya Hawkins on Facebook. I'm going to be dropping like more colorways for the, I call it the kid version, the censored version. It just has the logo with no words, no Shut the Hell Up Juice up there, because I know school is about to start. And I know a lot of times when I send my kids to school, sometimes they wear Shut the Hell Up Juice regular, and then sometimes they just wear the logo, the shh logo man. I call it the logo man shirt. So there you have it, man. Oh, man, you know, before we get started on the podcast, because we talk about starting quarterbacks. Starting quarterback announcement was made today. But you know how we got to start each podcast off, man. TJ2 official, man. Guardian Angel. Shout out to my man, Deshaun Perry, man. Rest up.
What it do, HP?
No.
Uh-huh. Let's go.
Yeah.
We're gonna buy about 45 to 60 seconds, you know.
No.
Let's get it.
Dog, I can't believe you gone. Yeah, everybody posts a pic, so I cut off my phone.
I believe my phone.
Your situation just rub me wrong. Extra sips right out the mud, I keep my styrofoam. And I find it hard to sleep at night when them demons bite. Be the day to my night, see enemies through the sight. You taking flight or you fight? I can be your knight to guide you to the light. Yeah, with my guardian angel.
Yeah. TJ2 official, man. Make sure you go check that on iTunes, Spotify. Hey, man. Go download Guardian Angel, man. Salute to the Perry family. You know how Shut the Hell Up Juice Man feel about y'all. So let's jump right into it, man. Announcement was made today by Coach Tony Elliott, who the starter was going to be. And the starter is no other than Tony Musket, a.k.a. Tony One Time. My man OG Who called him Tony Gunpowder. That's his nickname for him. And that's so cold that I can't even try to just keep screening on my platform, because y'all going to think I gave him that nickname. But my man OG Who, that's a fire nickname. I had to call him Tony One Time, because when you load that musket up, you get one shot. And it's ironic. It's like two buckshots from a shotgun, and he wear 11. So, bow, at the same time, Tony One Shot. All he needs is one shot, one opportunity to seize everything he ever wanted. I should have played some Eminem right now, should I? I should. Matter of fact, I'm playing the song. Bear with me, please. Lose Yourself. Edited version, please. This better be the edited version, man. If this ain't the edited version, we deleting it from the podcast. In honor of my nickname for him, you only get one shot, man. And this your shot, right? Well, nah, we ain't even gonna do that. Cause that make it seem like he gonna be throwing up. Nah, we not doing that. Sorry, Tony, I ain't gonna do that to you, brother. But your nickname is One Shot, cause your last name Musket. You know what I'm saying? So, here's when I felt like, I listened to a lot of what the coaches say. And last week on the, after the 17th, August 17th practice, Coach Coach Dez was commenting, because he was asked, when will the starter be announced? And I just listened to what he said, and I formed my synopsis, my conclusion of who the starter is going to be based off what he said. So let me see if you can figure, like, if you heard this. Matter of fact, you're talking too much. I'm going to just let you listen to it.
To start out, we talked so much about the quarterbacks on Sunday. Do you kind of have a timeline of them?
And I'm sorry if I don't know whose voice that is, so I could give you your just due on asking this question. So if you hear this podcast and that's your voice, say that's me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll be coming up here pretty soon, because after this weekend, what it would be about 2 weeks out from our first game against Tennessee. And we have a scrimmage tomorrow. Just gives another live eval of both.
So this is last Thursday.
Tony and Anthony, and then go from there.
What have you kind of seen between the two of them?
Yeah, you know, they both have been really good, honestly. Tony has been very consistent and efficient, throwing the football, commanding things. Calandra's gotten better each week, each practice, rather, with that. You can see his growth from the spring through the summer. And it's been fun to see, because it gives you some comfort knowing that you have two quality guys. You know, obviously Anthony had played in college football, but he's wired the right way. He's a competitive guy. You know, he's got a little chip about him, a little undersized guy. So he's always in here competing and wanting to know how can he get better. Yeah.
You talked about having a scrimmage tomorrow.
Yes.
What did you see from the last scrimmage that you want to change for this scrimmage?
You know, just continued growth, you know, and that's been a big focus of ours, is having a growth mindset every day, 1-0, you know, stacking our days, all the cliches, right? But in all seriousness, we just want to continue to see improvement, and that's all position groups.
All right, so I just wanted you guys to hear Coach Dez answer the question about, you know, when would the starter be announced and what was his thoughts on both guys and how they performed during fall camp. So the one thing that really jumped out to me, because I know Coach Elliott said Calandry was pushing Tony. Trust me, that youngster could play. He can definitely play. He surprised a lot of folks, you know, as far as how he's developed so quickly. Because when you say he's pushing Tony, that doesn't mean Tony's stinking it up. That means he's playing that well. Because Tony is the old reliable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know he's new to the program, but he's a vet. The game slowed down for him. And that young fella just makes a lot of wild plays. But wild, as in W-O-W, not W-I-L-D. Because somebody going to say, oh, Bohawk said he make wild play. No, wow. Like, wow, that was nice. Wild plays. So the thing that I heard from Coach Dez that really jumped out to me when it comes to the quarterback position within this system and this scheme was efficiency. Efficiency and consistency. And Tony's been both, right? So AC has gotten better each couple of days. He's steady just ascending. And usually when you getting better, you have some step backs. But when somebody says you've been very consistent and efficient, that's like not a sigh of relief, but you feel like you're comfort. It's a lot of comfort there. Because when you say somebody's efficient, that means what? They're taking care of the football. You don't hear somebody turn the ball over and you and they say they efficient. You don't see somebody making bad throws and they saying they're being efficient. That means he is processing data pre-snap, post-snap, understanding the matchups, getting the ball out like they want, timing base. And that's what Tony, like, if you look at his career at Mama's, man, when you look at his career, when he was just a true freshman or a freshman, when they only played four, yeah, he played four games as a true freshman. He was the Big South Offensive Freshman of the Year, right? He threw for 1,039 yards and 9 touchdowns with just 2 interceptions. His 2 interceptions actually came in the FCS playoff game. He had a pass efficiency rating of 150.9, which ranked 10th in the NCAA. Now, I get it. 4 games. But that's still very efficient. He ranked 19th and 20th in completions and completion percentage nationally. And he ranked first in the Big South in 6 different passing categories, averaging 259.8. And I know the competition level is down a tier. I get that. Then he come to his sophomore year. He played 11 games. He was first team all Big South selection at QB, a sophomore All-American. According to Hero Sports, he threw for 2,600 yards, completed 65.1% of his passes, finished with 25 touchdowns and just 6 interceptions. And then those touchdown passes was the second most in school history. But again, it speaks to efficiency again. He averaged 21.73 completions per game, which was 15th nationally. So, like, you see a common theme. He's very efficient, knowing how to take care of the football, taking what the defense is giving him. A lot of people think efficiency means you're not taking shots. Like, you ever hear people say, oh, they're just dinking and dunking. Well, somebody playing quarters, cover four, meaning they're allowing you to catch things underneath, why would you force the ball down the field? You always say, take what the defense gives you, allow your playmakers to make plays. You look at his career there, he's the all-time leader in pass efficiency at 150.14. He's fourth in team history with 51 touchdown passes because he only played 8 games last year. Out of final 3, he missed to a knee injury. And he's second in team history with a 64.2 completion percentage. And that's one thing I saw in Tony when he first got here, as he was competing in the spring, that he got it, man. He doesn't play outside of himself. And here's the one surprise about Tony that I think you guys are going to see how as the year progresses, the season progresses. He's not the bruising runner that Brennan is. He's not strong like Brennan. Like, Brennan was that dude who would run you over, like the Tim Tebow-esque type of runner with the football. But if you master him up speed for speed, he can run just as fast as Brennan. Now, Brennan mentality may be different, meaning when Brennan is set on going, he's going to go. Tony's a guy that is going to use pocket mobility to slide out of the initial pocket and keep his eyes upfield. And then sometimes that can allow you to get chased down from behind because you're being that quarterback that's keeping his eyes downfield looking for the open receiver. But he's smart. He's going to get down. He can get skinny. He has more wiggle than what people think. And I think that's the one thing that people are going to be surprised about when they see him play in live action, is that he's more mobile than people think. He's very savvy. He throws with a lot, to me, throws with a lot of touch. While Calandria got that cannon. He got that. He might be like, hey man, please don't get mad at me for this. But he remind me of a right-handed Brennan. He really do. Now, he ain't Brennan, because Brennan was a low, like Brennan was a bull when he ran with the ball. Like, you better get out the way. But as far as off the script and provocation, you know what? I wouldn't say Brennan. I'll say Brennan because of his arm strength, but with the moxie that AC be playing with, it got a little bit of like that Matty Ice. Y'all remember Matty Ice came? Like, Matty Ice didn't have the big arm, but Matty Ice just knew how to extend the pocket. I mean, extend the play with his legs, run around a little bit, little backyardic in football. That's AC. That's Calandria, but Calandria going to be good. And like Coach Kitchen said, if you as a coaching staff can evaluate the quarterback position and can really embrace the competition, and at the end of the day, you could say, yes, Tony's our starter, but if an injury came or something unforeseen took place, I am confident in this freshman. That's saying a lot. That's speaking to his skill set. That's speaking to his ability to pick up the scheme. It's a timing scheme and understanding the reads. That says a lot about the work that young man put in, and it says a lot about Coach Lamb and his development of the quarterbacks as well. But we all know all this sound good until them live bullets down there in Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee get to popping. Then that's why I really want to see one shot, bow. Because you know with that musket, bow, just one shot, bow, back up. You better back up. You better hope they back up, because you got to keep loading it up and pushing the ammo down. And then you got to aim, fire, pow. Pow, pow, pow. But yeah, man, Calandria, bro, he I ain't going to lie, he surprised that guy. I remember, you know, looking in the spring, I was like, all right, just yeah. Hold on, he was here in the spring. I mean, Calandria, they say he 5'11". I don't believe that. I'm taller than you. Nah, I'm joking, yo. He taller than me. Hey, yo, can you imagine if that rumor started? Ball Hawk is taller than Anthony Calandria. You know he ain't no quarterback. Because, hey, man, whatever. I'm tall. Y'all can shut up. All right. But, yeah, man, Calandria, man, he's an athlete, though. He's definitely an athlete. Also, if y'all don't know, Delanie Walker's playing receiver now. I'm trying to see how we're going to get three to rock. Because, look, let me tell you something, bro. You got three on the field. You got six on the field. We running nines, okay? We running streak. We're streaking. Them two jokers on the field at the same time running fast down the field. Good Lord. You know, Meek run 10-5, 10-4 in the 100. Crawford was a hurdle champion. Pick him up, put him out. Stick. But yeah, man, I ain't want to hold y'all up. I just want to, you know, give my thoughts on the announcement of the starter, and I hope it was officially announced. It should be when I drop this. I ain't in the breaking news business, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't messing up the relationship. They be like, man, we didn't release this. Why did you beat us to the punch, Ball Hawk? I'm like, my bad. It was Petty Hawk's fault. Ban him. Don't ban Ball Hawk. Ball Hawk good. So, Tony Muskie, man. Oh, my man, Ike asked me a great question. Salute to Ike. Like, how much of a leash do I feel like Tony Muskie will have? I feel like he'll have a starter's leash in a sense, meaning it's going to be some ebbs and flows. Like, he's a first-time starting quarterback at this level, within this scheme. I felt like when Coach said, you know, Calandria was pushing Tony, people were like, oh, man, Calandria may start. I was like, I wouldn't start Calandria versus Tennessee. Even if I felt like he outplayed Tony, I would not start a young buck right now. Like, even Clemson waited and started Sunshine after about three or four games. You know what I'm saying? Even though we know Sun, like even Clemson last year with the quarterback they start now, they waited too long with that. They should have been starting. But you get what I'm saying. So Tony One Shot is your starter. What are your thoughts? Let me know. I'm going to be sharing this on thesaber.com. Salute to my man, Chris Wright. And hey, Preferred Walk-On Podcast, man. That joint, I like that. I like that. Salute to you gentlemen for that podcast. Also, man, you know my dog OG Who going to start his podcast soon. I know he's going to be on the spaces. We're going to coordinate, make sure we won't overlap on days of the spaces. I'm doing a UVA space at least once a week this year. Book it. And I ain't talking about after game. I'm talking about during the week. So I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to do it. I may do it like Tuesdays because I could release my podcast either that Monday morning, or at least I'll allow y'all to have 12 to 24 hours to listen to it, and then we can get your analysis on what you thought should have happened in the game, what you saw in the game, things like that. I'm still trying to work on if I'm going to do a video version of breaking down film, because a lot of times, man, you know, like I could break down the film, but that takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of editing. And I've been spoiled just doing the audio version. I really do think I need to do the video version so I can see what I'm talking about, at least with the DBs. Because with the offense, somebody can be like, oh, that ain't right. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. It's been a minute. I'm rusty. You know what the quarterback should look at. I ain't trying to be, you know, Danny Cannell and all them, but I could be like Ryan Clark and them on defense. I could get to tell it straight and tell you what the corner saw, all this stuff. I might do like 5 or 10 plays or something like that, man. Don't hold me to that. But I'm rambling. Tony One Shot is your starter. Let me know your thoughts, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on thesaber.com. Let me know. Salute to everybody out there for supporting. I definitely appreciate you. Again, if you want some apparel, it's sthujuice.store. Don't hit .com because it's nasty. .store is the URL link. And if you want a special colorway for the censored version, just let me know. Because I don't think I put the censored version up on. I just mostly do the censored version by request. But I got to get those uploaded to the site. So there you go, man. I'm rambling. Ball Hawk. I'm out of here. At I Am Ball Hawk, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I'm on TikTok now. Also, Facebook. I'm on Facebook, but also YouTube, The Ball Hawk Show. It's the 2.0 version, but just The Ball Hawk Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to that, man, so I get those subscriptions back up so I can really get more active with the videos and things like that. Y'all don't know the story. The people up the street, they hated on it. They got me sniped. But we back. So salute to y'all, man. I guess we could play some lose. Should we play some lose? Nah, we ain't even gonna play. We just gonna end it just like this. Ball Hawk. Oh, I'm out.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.